Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not saying I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world. That will change the world.
I got a question, should I ride on these niggas? The message that they kick it home and not cool. To myself, like, what would Pac do? Got some static on the other side of town. My little cousin, he's a rider now. Outlaw in my city with the crown. You flex around her, them boys will gun you down. Said I took a look around and the game is a mess. All they talk is bullshit and I really ain't impressed. Bunch of metrosexual rappers, all they talk about is fresh. Then next, I see corny ass niggas in the dress. Put that shit to rest. Big toe and a tag on ride on these bitch made buses with my mask on. Set our people up to fail, that's all they doing, they rap. Young nigga move that dope, but ain't no future in that. You see what happened to the real dealers that's moving the pack. Make a couple moves in the trap, like nigga, you in the trap. Confused by industry, get jammed up in these streets. Cause the punk police still bring us no peace.
I got a question, should I ride?
Welcome back, Stormy honey. Everybody
hello,
listening
hello.
To Philly Shine Radio. Hello, hello, hello.
Philly, Philly.
You know me and Demille coming up there. And me and Demille coming in March now. Y'all get ready now. I'm about to invade Philly now. We bring a little southern charm to the north.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited to show off Philly Shine Record Pool to the world. Definitely have some great fun things in store for everybody. And of course, we're going to bring everybody representing X Squad DJs to Philadelphia. Appreciate all the support. That song we just heard was actually from P.D. Weestro, an artist from St. Louis that I got a chance to interview. He's really dope. I like the track. I feel like he has, you know, offering that spinach. Plus, he's just adorable.
He shows tons of love on IG. He shows tons of love. I got to give him a shout out.
Definitely, yeah. He shows all the young ladies in the area, and even if on Instagram, he shows a lot of love. PEETEYWEESTRO. I'm gonna double check because it's kind of funny how he spells his name. But definitely, shout out to the X Squad DJs for connecting me to him, because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't know none of these guys. And happy birthday to my people, Reek. Shout out to DJ Ace. And I have some music coming from his artist. We had so much fun with him on a conference call, Stormy. I know you were busy, but we were busy too.
I'm jealous. I missed that call. I heard the call was bomb, really. I did. I was working, getting stuff done for the calendar, getting ready to come out, but I tried to creep on the call for a little bit and hide in the bushes, but I had to go and get back to work. But what I heard, y'all was holding it down.
Definitely. We had so much fun. Definitely shout out to my boy, Sean Money. Can't wait to bring him on Philly Sean Radio, as well as showing love to the other people who support on the call. Tamey. I never said his name like that. I never called him Tamey. But Tamey has that new song out. That shit is so dope. I had to dance with him through IG, of course, because I love him.
Yeah, him and Kiki both, they real good people. I had the pleasure of going to Atlanta and doing an event with them, and I got to meet them, and they're
really
cool, down-to-earth, humble people. Yeah. I actually went and hosted his EP release party in Atlanta.
Please,
and,
please, for those of us, like myself, who haven't seen Tamey perform, please explain it. And this is my lovely co-host, Stormy, Miss Exclusive, you know, model, X-Squad DJ's president of the model, actually, as well as just a boss, like, you know what I mean? Gotta show you some love.
I Thank you. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you. But, yeah, please, tell me, what is it like seeing Tamey perform?
He is an amazing artist performing. When I say from vocals, from engaging with the audience, from... he even puts a little dance moves in there now. You don't see too much of that, but he really gets in there with it. And he vocally just kills it all live. I mean, what you honestly, I know you heard him blow on the conference call a cappella, and when I tell you his performance is even just out this world. I mean, it will literally bring chill bumps to your arms, literally, hearing him live.
I'm real easy anyway, so a lot of things will have me, you know, just going through it. Just like certain people's talent is just so amazing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's such a good person, too. You know what I mean? I feel like we get along on just like another level, because I just want to really see him at his best on stage entertaining. So he's not
I did
a real
let him
dancer.
Slide. He did try to run the booty, but I let him slide. We was taking a picture. You feel me?
Oh, snitching. He's in trouble. He's like a little fresh ass, though.
He was real cool. He was real nice.
With guys, they just always want to rub booties. Like, y'all don't get enough on the
bench. You know, maybe it was the skirt I had on, or maybe it was his homeboys were there, and they were all like, ooh. So I think more or less it was that. But he's real good people. It was quite funny, actually. So
that is too cute. That is too cute. But, yeah, we had such a good time. You know,
X-Squad DJs, the Hitmakers Conference call was just so much fun. It's consumed so much of my life, just like really being able to interact with everybody and have so much fun and get things organized. I do want to funnel all of it down in the Philly Shine Radio so that we can all just share the fun with you guys, some, you know, music. Also, you know, we have the upcoming event here in Philly, January 8th with Asia Sparks for the Philly Song Battle, and also the Winner's Circle competition with our past winners. And this will be the fifth time us doing the Philly Song Battle. And even February, we're going to take it to a whole another level and just really add, you know, a whole bunch of great prizes. This time we're going to have a feature with the lovely, talented Miss Asia Sparks, definitely doing her thing. Shout out to her, her music, her 12 Days of Christmas. I'm loving it. Girlfriend is doing her thing. So after, you know, Christmas and the new year, we're getting right to work January 8th. That was actually going to be the first day for Philly Shine Record Pool, but I really want to organize this and take our time and do it right, you know, get the sponsors and everybody lined up. So definitely needed some more time, but, you know, Philly Song Battle goes on. We get it popping.
Definitely, definitely.
Did you ever get a chance to check out the videos that I be posting on Instagram? Because I definitely have posting Tourette's when I'm at shows.
which one did you post? I didn't see that one.
No, it was like a bunch of performances, and I tagged Philly Song Battle. It was last week.
Oh, no, I didn't get to check them out yet. I'm definitely going to have to jump on there and look at them and check them out.
I don't have no real good camera, but maybe I'm going to get somebody with a good camera to start filming it. And
see, I need to bring my photographer. When we come in March, I need to bring my photographer up there. That way he can lay down all the kick-ass pics, all of them. Oops, excuse me, all pics.
I know that's the fuck right. You better. Ain't nothing wrong with bringing an extra camera man, no. You can never have too many pictures. You never, ever, ever can have too many pictures. I just met this other photographer. I wish I could have got him to do my shoot, but he's going to be busy. But his stuff is so, so dope. I don't remember his photographer name, but he's on Instagram, still photos, but he is so decent. I'm going to tag you in his page too. Like, it's nothing like having a photographer that does clean work. And shout out to everybody that's calling in and showing some love. I'm going to get a chance to talk to you guys, but y'all got to understand me and Stormy is, you know, we had to catch up. Wait a minute, 90 seconds. What's wrong with this show? Oh, see, Blog Talk trying to act funny on me. I don't know what's going on, but I think it's about to cut off. But real quick, before it cut off and I have to read through the show or whatever, can you give us just like real quick talk about the exclusive models calendar? I know that's, you know, your baby right now, and it's almost about to be. So please.
Yes, definitely. It is my baby. I've been working very, very hard. We have Exclusive Models 2015 calendar coming out. We have 14 gorgeous, beautiful ladies of all ethnicities. We have different ones from Panamanian. We have German. We have African American, Caucasian, Puerto Rican. We have we got it covered. We have an Asian. We have all ethnicities that you're looking for. We got in one full year. And I'm telling you, all the lovely ladies are not only just beautiful, but they're smart. They have, you know, real jobs, business about themselves. They hold it down. We have personal trainer. We have a police officer. We have other girls that are in sales, a CEO of a company. All of them have a school teacher. And they all are just gorgeous, real women that are just, just very beautiful, and we're definitely wanting to showcase them and show the world what they got, what they working with.
I know that's right, and I had to, you know, throw my self on in and do a centerfold shoot for my birthday month. You know, the hot month of July, so I'm looking forward to put my love all on it. Yeah, and no, I'm not going to use no Photoshop. We're just going to do a whole bunch of lights and my toochie tooch.
Yeah, all these women, they real. They real women. They just 100% natural, real, no silicone, no nothing. They 100%
real. Oh, for
real?
Was that something that you require for them?
It's not what I require, but it's what I wanted to bring because I'm in the modeling industry now. Every time you turn around, everything's bought, sucked in, poked out, here, there, everywhere. It's not too many of them are natural, just being honest, not too many. So I wanted to showcase the natural beauty that women truly have without all that extra, you know what I'm saying? They don't need that to be beautiful, and I just really wanted to showcase that and focus on that. They can have big booties without butt shots.
Yes, yes. Just do some squats or be related to me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Be related to honest. She got that bag there.
You know, sometimes I just want to, I'll be wanting to post my pictures of my butt just because, like, I'm totally in love with it, right? But, you know, I hold off and I don't really, I don't really go in until, you know, I do some photo shoots and stuff like that. So, you know, the centerfold is definitely going to be crazy. It's going to be summer. I wish, what is your color palette for July? Maybe you could tell me. So that way I could kind of offset or match it in a certain way. I didn't even think of that. That's a good idea. For, you know, what you're going to have for July anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I can enhance it as well as show off my big booty. Can I?
I've seen it poking out back there in some of them pics on IG.
Yeah, pokes. Take your eye out. I don't really play no games. That's what I'm saying. Like you said earlier, talking about how you know Tammy wanted to like get you a little touch in your butt. Like sometimes I'm like, all right, yeah, that's cool, but this is my butt. Nobody really asked you